So are you in money in an interception contest?
What's going on? I guess so. I mean, his get thrown to him, so. No, I'm just joking. No, he's done a great job.
What's the challenge, or what, you know, you faced Stafford enough times, you faced Megatron enough times, now that they throw Tate in the mix, what's the challenges of covering them?
They're big receivers. They got running backs, they got receivers, they got tight ends, everybody can go up and get the ball, so they got a lot of talent.
What's this short week been like, just preparing?
It's hard. Your body's still hurting after last game, and now you got to get ready to play another game. So it's really just focusing on getting mentally prepared and let your body recover as much as possible.
There's nothing but walkthroughs, right?
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a different week, but you got to do everything you can to prepare mentally.
Do you feel like you've been getting healthier and healthier each week?
No. Season's a grind, so you just gotta do everything you can to really get your body ready for the next week. Luckily, my shoulders are feeling better, but there's always something else that comes up too, so it's just a grind.
Chris, how encouraged have you been by the bounce back here after the New England and the Green Bay games? What you've been able to do here these last couple games in limiting these last two opponents?
Yeah, we've gotten wins, and that's the most important thing. But we're going to face a really tough team here on Thursday, so it's going to be a big test, and everything we've done is great, but really we got to show up on Thursday.
Has it been more fun? Is there a different energy level among you guys out there?
I mean, I think that's great about our locker room. It's the same every time. I mean, there was a sense of urgency for sure, but this is a place where we come to work and get better, and there's not going to be a lot of coaches yelling at you, and you don't have to be stressed out when you show up here.
You sure there was no one yelling at you at halftime?
At halftime? Yeah. Halftime's a different story. That's a game. When you show up here on Monday, Tuesday, it's usually a place where we're working to get better and focus on the things we did wrong and can improve. It's not, you know, it's not a stressful environment.
You got bragging rights over Major? You talk to him after?
Over Major? Yeah. I mean, Major had a good game, too. I know he got hurt with his shoulder, but Major's always going to be a friend of mine. And, yeah, I guess I do have bragging rights over him for now.